I 100% lived that Usher performance in the Super Bowl. Child, I live. I live. I mean, there were so many details that I didn't even catch until I rewatched. At one point, he like slid between some guy's legs, and I rewatched on social like the little clips that people share, and I was like, when did he even do that? When did he have time to do that? It just feels like every single thing that he's ever done in his life, every trick, every move, he was like, we're gonna do it all in the Super Bowl. It's kind of like when kids want to show you something and they're like, look, look, look what I can do. And they just combine it all. It was so good. I say this, but I 100% was here for it. I loved it. Yeah. Top-notch performance. One of my favorite Super Bowl performances that I've ever seen. Okay, welcome back to the show. I'm Unique Val. I'm the Pussy Queen, and today we're going to be talking about loving yourself free. This month's episode is in honor of Black History Month and also in honor of the month of love, and we're going to be talking about love as a driving force in our liberation and a key component and what it actually means to be liberated through love and what it means to love ourselves, because it's maybe not what you're thinking of. Before we get into today's conversation, I do have a couple announcements for you. So number one is I now have an events calendar up on the website at uniquebell.com/events, where you can see all upcoming events, including my live masterclass, Mastering the Womanly Arts, which is all about how to get anything you want from love, life, and the universe. So if you'd like to learn more about that free masterclass, head to uniquebell.com/events. And you'll also be able to see there now, you can actually take a look at the calendar to see what's coming up in Pussy Academy. Our live events calendar will also include our Pussy Academy events. So you can see the full roster of live classes, group coaching. You'll be able to see everything that's coming up this month. And you'll also be able to see when our next live community gathering is. And that live community gathering is free for all email subscribers. And you can see how to register by simply tapping the register or RSVP link, whatever it says, the button next to the event. So go ahead and check out that live events calendar. Again, it's uniquebell.com/events. We had a lot of amazing bonus events this month, specifically around Valentine's Day. So I did a lot of classes on love magnetism. We did a Pussy Magic for Soulmate Attraction class. So a wonderful ritual if you are connecting to the love that you desire, if you're not in a relationship yet. So if you would like to get access to any events that have passed, you can actually check out on the calendar how to get access by simply becoming a Central Refresher Kit member, which is a one-time purchase. You purchase the kit and then you get access to the replays from our live community events. And like I said, we had some bonus classes this month, including a Dating with Clarity play shop, which I absolutely loved. If you are struggling with dating, you feel like it's hard to get clarity, especially if you're working from a traumatized state. And I have dated from my trauma brain before, and I know the pain and I know the struggle. So I am gifting you the wisdom from my own dating foils. And so go ahead and check out that play shop. And we do a wonderful meditation as well, included in that play shop, to help you align with the love that you really deserve as you get clarity and see beyond, the limitations of our trauma, right? And our wounding is to really get clear on and make sure that you're manifesting love, not, to complete or to repeat a cycle or sort out something from the past in your childhood, but you're really choosing from a completely different vibration. So check out that play shop if that is resonating for you. All right, so what else? So we have Pussy Academy live events. This month we're focused on the cervix, this lunar cycle, and specifically reconnecting to the womb as a place of empowerment and a place of rebirth, not just, biologically thinking of our womb as belonging to this biological process, but for our own well-being as well, and being able to tap in to the magic of the womb void. So very yummy stuff if you want to go deep with me this month. And I think that's all the announcements. All right, so let's get into it. Again, the link to see all the events coming up this month, and I'll update the calendar every single month so you can see the list of events and even get details on each class. The link to that in the description box, in the show notes, wherever you're listening or watching. It's going to be below, and it's uniquebell.com/events. All right, so let's get into today's episode. Hi, I'm Unique Bell, the Pussy Queen. I blend tantric philosophy, science, and my own embodied soul wisdom to help women become their most orgasmic and potent selves by reclaiming their pussy and original soul essence. Get ready to experience sex so deep it rivals your meditation practice. You're listening to episode 112 of the Women Gone Wild podcast, Loving Yourself Free. Happy Black History Month. I'm like resting in this topic and thinking of where to start, and I feel like tearing up because I'm remembering my own journey. And I think I've mentioned this on the podcast before. At this point, I don't even remember what episode, but I might have mentioned this before if you've been journeying with me for a while. You know that for me, I personally come from not really, you know, loving myself. I grew up self-loathing, depressed, and not really having the language for it because I came from a Jamaican immigrant background where mental health was not something that was really talked about. And so getting access to resources was really difficult. So I really just suffered in silence. And it wasn't until getting into college and things getting really bad that I started to, you know, find resources. And I've told that story of transitioning out of my Christian faith into looking for actual like resources to help, you know, beyond just prayer, and all these things are wonderful, but it wasn't enough for what I was dealing with. And when I think back on how far I've come, I, you know, my current journey is not just about loving myself. I think that's how I conceptualized it when I started. Was how do I love myself? How do I stop these absolutely negative thoughts that were just so automatic? And, you know, I now understand it in context. I understand it, you know, in social context. I understand it in my family context, the ancestral trauma that's just been passed down, and also some mental illnesses that have been passed down as well, such as narcissism. And you know, it's heavy stuff. And when I think back on myself, you know, just looking at this and, you know, people just saying, oh, you just need to work on loving yourself more. It is like, huh, if only, you know, if only were that simple. And in many ways, you know, in some ways, it is that simple. It's been learning how to love myself, but to even access the real me, what is the myself part that I'm loving, right? When you talk about growing up with codependency, being surrounded by addicts, narcissists, and not, you know, and not quite understanding why people are behaving the way that they are, and wanting to pour so much love, you know, from a child's perspective, wanting to pour so much love outwards, thinking that you could fix it with your love, you know. And I just, I want to hug my younger self when I think back on her efforts, you know, thinking that if she just poured as much love as she could into these people, things would change. They would be kinder. They would be kinder to themselves, right? Yeah, it kind of makes me want to tear up, but it's all like connected. The trauma of racism and slavery, and also just what the psyche has to do to survive. And when you think about it, who do you have to become in order to be okay with causing other human beings, other, and not just human beings, when you think about the history of colonialism, it's not just human beings. Who do you have to become to feel comfortable causing so much pain to wildlife, to animals, to the planet, to yourself? It's pretty dark. It's pretty dark. And, you know, I think a lot of us have been swimming in it for so long, we don't recognize the signs and the ways that narcissism persists in our environment, right? And how it impacts the way that we see ourselves. I honestly do think that it's not just I do think, this is known. A lot of cult leaders, you know, great people do a lot of harm. They are sociopaths, they are psychopaths, right? And they have to be the ones who created these systems, right? Otherwise, you know, just someone who's able to empathize, it's very hard to be on board. And when you're around these people over time, it deteriorates that sense of empathy. And so with this in mind, when we talk about loving ourselves and choosing love and choosing Black joy, and I see this movement in our culture to stop looking at the harm and try to focus in on the joy, where is their joy? And I understand it, and I also know that we still need to kind of hold both. We need to recognize why. Right? The why behind, why is it so hard for me to love myself? Why is it so hard? Like, what are the messages around me? Because sometimes when we don't have that understanding of the environment, we take that shame inwards, right? We take that guilt inwards. We keep turning it on ourselves and we don't recognize, oh, like this, like, I mean, I literally had this experience last year where there was something that let me see if I can try to remember what it was. I remember this has been going on for years. I've been searching for this core wound, right? That gave me this idea that I was undeserving or unlovable. And I kept searching and searching and I kept meditating. I kept doing all the processes. And it was as I was starting to learn more about narcissism. And as I was starting to understand the mechanisms used by narcissists, the tools of abuse used by narcissists, that I started to go, huh, you know, I was like, huh, there was no core wound. I literally was just reflecting what was being put onto me. And I wish I could, I know I journaled on it, but I don't have the exact example front of mind currently. But, you know, so much of what we are struggling with to accept about ourselves, we don't recognize is just a byproduct of what we are swimming in. And I know you're probably like, no, I recognize it. I do know that these things exist. But it's truly, truly, when you start to go deeper, you're like, huh, I've been working on this core wound that really isn't a core wound. Right? That's just a projection, something that was projected onto me, or something I took on because I didn't freaking know how to interpret or understand it as a child. Abusers and abusive systems will often project onto you what they actually are, right? So this is calling people of color lazy. Oh, they're so lazy. Literally, the people who have built the nation. Oh, you're so lazy. You don't work hard enough when you were working way harder than the upper class, right? Just to get a very small amount of what they have. And so we internalize these things. And when you go into the healing space, and when you go into a space that isn't on like taking the bigger view into mind that isn't looking at social context, isn't looking at the impact of race on our bodies. We're doing internal work that isn't our work. We're doing work that isn't our work. And so I honestly think one of the steps to loving ourselves free is beginning to delineate what is mine and what is yours. Because I cannot do your work for you, right? You cannot do the work for another. I can love myself free. I cannot love you free. And so what is my work to do? What can my love actually set free? How can we distinguish between what is someone else's work to do and what is our work to do? Our work is resolving anything and everything that is in the way of us connecting to our deeper self. Our work is managing anything that's in between that, right? So that could be grief, it could be anger, it could be unresolved shame, right? Internalized shame that we have. It could be anything that is actually ours. Our work is anything that is separating and barring our connection to our deeper self. That is our work. Your work is simply to bring yourself back into alignment with your deeper self. Your work is resolving any pain, any anger, any suffering, so that you can come back into union with your true self. That is the only work that you can do. And that journey is inevitably one back to true self-love. And I say true self-love because even the ways that we think that we're loving ourselves, sometimes they fall short. Because we're basing our self-love off of a broken society. Even as we take steps to embrace our blackness, to embrace our skin tone, our curls, right? And to embrace every aspect of us, there's so much that it's almost like the act of loving ourselves that we're thinking of, in the way that we're thinking about it, it is requiring energy. It's like there's an energy to love ourselves because the actual resounding vibration is one of not loving ourselves. You know, I just remember early on, like you almost have to like repeat to yourself, it's okay, like that my thighs are thick, like, you know, and it takes this added level of energy to love yourself in that way. When you feel like you have to kind of think about each item, right? Like it's an effort to love my hair. It's an effort to love my skin. It's an effort to love who I am, to love the way I talk, to love, you know, how I relate. And this is not quite the kind of loving ourselves free that I want to talk about today. And I want to tell you that that's an important step to kind of start to mentally do that hard labor, right, until it starts to feel automatic. But I actually want to invite you into a space of loving yourself that even goes beyond that. That is actually just when I tap into this energy, it feels like I'm like a baby held in a mother's arms. Like I'm just held, and it's like every little thing about me is adorable and cute, right, from my tippy toes to my fingers, to my little ears. Like it's just energy of absolute adoration for you. There's no comparison of your journey to others. There's none of that. There's no wrongness in your history. There's no wrongness even about what you suffered through. It's just this absolute acceptance of you and your story. And it is quite beautiful, and it's something that I want to gift you the experience of today. The previous kind of self-love that I mentioned, which is still super important, right? Making sure that we have positive messages about our blackness, that little black girls know that their curls are gorgeous, that their smile is gorgeous, their big lips, their nose, every aspect of them is beautiful. That to me is almost like rewriting our brain and telling a new story. And this kind of love that I want to help you to tap into in this episode is one that rewrites almost like our soul. It goes into the soul of our being. That other version is for the mind. It's for our kind of thinking brain, how we're assessing the world. And this version of self-love is actually tapping into the infinite well of love that is you. It's actually being the love instead of kind of repeating and affirming the love. It's being it, resting in it. This kind of love liberates by nature because it's beyond our story. It's beyond what society says about us. Right? It's almost, I always think of whenever we're trying to break free from a system by redefining something in the system, it's like we're still in the system. Our new definition is just a derivative of the old. But this kind of love actually is freedom. It is infinite possibilities. From here, we can actually truly dream and love a new world into being, a new way of being in our bodies into being, right? We can actually love ourselves free from this state. This kind of love hears our longing, it hears the desires of our heart, and it leads us to the fulfillment of that and beyond. And this kind of love flows from the sacred heart. It flows from the heart of our deeper self. Now, there are many routes, kind of in ways to drop into this love that flows from the sacred heart. You can find your way there through meditation, through a ritual practice, through a pleasure, conscious pleasure practice. These are the tools that I use to lead women in. We find our way through, right? So there's many kind of avenues that can help you to find your way into the sacred heart. But today I'm going to simply guide you with my words. So I invite you to take a few breaths. Inviting relaxation into your body, into your mind, into your heart. Immediately, I want to yawn. So you may feel as you invite relaxation that the body yawns, the shoulders roll back. And imagine that you are being held. What's coming to mind is a beautiful pink cloud, but you're basically being held in this space and time. Completely loved. What would it be like to completely allow your body to relax and let go and receive, to receive this moment of comfort, of relaxation? Releasing all worries and drifting into this pink cloud, or however it appears to you. Maybe it's a room full of cushions or a field on a sunny day. But letting yourself in this moment be transported to a heavenly place. A place where all is well and all is taken care of. And noticing how your body responds as you arrive in this heavenly place. Every breath here invites deeper and deeper relaxation. Every breath here invites deeper and deeper trust. Yeah, as you rest among the clouds or in the field, giving yourself permission to feel completely worthy of this moment of rest and deep relaxation. From this place of complete worthiness, feeling absolutely taken care of, what do you desire? You may desire to stay here for a day, 2 days, simply resting. You may desire fun, to go dip your feet in the water, to explore, to play. Letting that authentic desire rise to the surface. This is what it means to be held in love. A love nervous system is a peaceful nervous system. It's one that is at ease, that is playful. You may have been surprised by what came up for you. I did this practice myself this weekend, and I got that I wanted to go to Disney World. And I wanted to go on amusement park rides, and I wanted to learn how to swim and spend as much time in the pool as possible. And I just want to have more fun. I just want to do things for the fun and the joy of it. And the seriousness that I tend to go throughout my day and like this, I'm on a mission, which I'm finally letting go of, as I recognize that is simply me wanting to do other people's work. And that's not my work to do. And if I really connect to love, if I actually allow myself to feel completely worthy and rest in the heart of my deeper self, to know that I am loved and taken care of, what I actually want is to just have a good time. I want to have fun. I want to love people. I want to be loved. I want to share my creations. But that edge of like, I have to fix this broken society or this broken world, it goes away. And it's like the whole way that I approach my life changes. It's shifted in a way that I don't think I could have gotten to if I just was coming at it from the thinking mind. So in order to connect you to that place of love, I use the word heavenly, and that typically triggers for people that state where they are taken care of, where they don't feel burdened by the physical world and the physical needs of the body. And funny enough, when we think about heaven, we start to think of, well, what would I do? Right? And so this longing to be in the physical and play in the physical returns. But I use that word heavenly because that is one of the ways to actually connect to feeling divinely loved, right? When we think about being divinely loved, a lot of people, especially if you have a religious background like I do, that word heaven, being in heaven, it actually does invoke the feeling of being held in the love of the deeper self or in the love of the universe of God. In the state, we are truly free. I do think that heaven is the expression of true freedom. It's where some people allow their deeper selves to be, but you can embody that without dying, right? You can embody that now in your current moment. You can live that heavenly experience, which is really allowing yourself to be in alignment with your deeper self and explore the world, our physical world, from that state of complete ease, knowing that you are loved and taken care of. You don't have to wait till you die to get there. You don't have to wait for society to change for you to get there. You also don't have to wait until you are in your 80s and you're one of those grandmas that don't give a fuck and do whatever you want. You can start doing it now. You can start in being in this place of unconditional self-love now. And like I said, what we imagine for ourselves in our lives, it's totally different. It's totally expansive from this place. I mean, my heart is singing just saying this and tapping into it myself as I'm talking. Like, I just, when we talk about birthing a new world, I do pray that it's from this space, it's from this connection with our deeper self, and not in reaction to the heaviness or the suffering that our world has already produced. May we have the courage to dream beyond what we have previously conceived. May we have the courage to explore this love within our hearts. I've definitely talked about how I used to be afraid of this love that flows from my deeper self because I thought it would get me into trouble in the codependent and narcissistic relationships I was in. And actually, it set me free because this love does have boundaries. It does not go into the darkness trying to solve, you know, resolve darkness by being light or, you know, it doesn't do that. It actually shifts my focus elsewhere. It helps me to find that stream where others are also choosing love. Because again, that is not our work to do. And I will say that this past week, I was hit with some heavy news and I had a choice. It actually had to do with a relationship that I was in the past. And each day that has passed since I got this news, I've been processing it and holding it and allowing it to kind of inform, right, changes that I need to make in the way that I view the world. And one night I had a moment where I thought, wow, I could really become really cynical from this. I could really just give up on love and choose not to trust people anymore. And instead I just said, okay, where is there wisdom? Where is there going to be understanding? And where can I actually get peace? Of course, connecting to my deeper self. Let's just connect back into me. And as I did, I was very surprised to find that love had not been destroyed in my heart. There wasn't this space of cynicism. It was a place of acceptance of, okay, so there are some people out there who are pretty far gone. There are people out there who are very malicious, who lack empathy. And there are still people out there who are full of love, wonderful intentions, who are living from a place of dignity and who are living with integrity. And so I can choose to focus on, oh my goodness, I had an encounter with a sociopathic person. Or I could choose to be like, okay, now I understand that they're out there and they're pretty deceptive. They're very, very deceptive. And I now can just educate myself on what to look out for, or I can go into this pit of like despair. And honestly, that pit of despair was not opening up for me. It wasn't really an option. I knew it. But at the time, I just, you know, remember thinking, wow, like I could totally see if I hadn't built up so much momentum towards prioritizing love in my life and connecting to my deeper self. If I heard this news, if I had this experience at a different point in my life, maybe it would have broke me. And I'm sure it has broken many, many people. And instead, I just, you know, I knew that I was going to choose to just focus on where the loving people were. And I'm saying this to let you know that I'm delivering this message to you, not as someone who has only had it easy and love and relationships, but as someone who has seen the absolute fucking worst in people who have just seen atrocious things. And we can let them define us, or we can define ourselves. We can let them break our hearts, or we can let it focus our hearts. Let us focus even deeper on our sacred heart and connecting to true love, because it's real. We can let it define us, or we can choose to still define ourselves. Regardless of what others are choosing to be and do in this world, we still get to choose who we want to be and what we want to do in this world, what we want to stand for. I was surprised to find that regardless of what happened, as absolutely horrific as it was, love was still blooming in my heart. The traumatic and broken experiences that we have in life can really distort and for a minute or maybe for years fog up and block our perception of our sacred heart. It can feel like we can't really access that place of love, but it doesn't go away. It doesn't go away. Your deeper self is always here with you, waiting for you to reconnect with it. And your heart is always here underneath. Oh, underneath everything you go through, that love still persists. So if you want practices and tools to reconnect to that center of love, if you'd like to work with me, of course, my metaphorical door is always open. Pussy Academy, come and join us. But at the very least, hit subscribe and stay with us. Stay active in this community, and let's commit to loving ourselves free together. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope that this conversation brought you some inspiration on how you can love yourself free moving forward. Remember, your work is bridging that gap between you and your deeper self. From this space, true self-love is illuminated. You can join me in the next live community practice by heading to uniquebell.com/events, where you'll find the full roster of upcoming live classes, play shops, group coaching calls, and more. And take a moment now to head over to YouTube, where I've been releasing weekly videos to help you live and love orgasmically. My favorite from February is the guided tutorial on how to give yourself a yoni massage. Check it out. The link will be in the show notes. See you next time. Be sure to subscribe and share this episode with someone near and dear to your heart. I love you. Be well. I'm probably gonna cry later. Okay. Man. Life is good. All is good.